الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته ورحمة الله وبركاته. Alhamdulillah, we have finished the ninth day of the month of Ramadan. Today is the ninth, tomorrow is going to be the beginning of the tenth day.
Do you have any question? Yeah, let's hear.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi
wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ayatuna.
Allah
wa iyyakum.
What will be the Islamic Sharia ruling on a married woman that goes out against her, against the instruction of her husband, look for a job when the husband has been satisfying fairly, apparently, her economic needs, simply because her mother ordered her to go out?
The Sharia prescribes of a woman to be obedient to her husband, unless on matters that contravene Islamic teachings. Therefore, a truly believing Muslim woman that is married should not go out of her house, her matrimonial confinement, for the sake of looking for a job just because her mother orders her to do. Number one, we should know, once a woman is married to somebody, the right of her parents to give her order, those rights go down. The number one man having the right to give her order is her husband. So the mother or the father don't have any right to say go out of the house of your husband unless if something that justifies this occurs. Like the husband is believed to be failing to feed her, or the man is believed to be mentally deranged and challenged, or the man becomes morally bankrupt. With things like these, the parent can intervene. But with things being equal, it is not allowed for the mother or the father to intervene, to act extrajudicially. We should be very, very careful in this matter. And especially the husband has been satisfying her needs. Those needs are biological needs. He feeds her, he clothes her, he satisfies her conjugally. So there is not any justification for the mother or the father to behave in that manner. Let fear Allah the Almighty. Don't intervene into an issue not belonging to you. Next question. That's it. Let's take the first recitation.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
نعم.
وعلمناه صنعة لبوس لكم لتحسنكم من بأسكم فهل أنتم شاكرون. ولسليمان الريح عاصفة تجري بأمره إلى الأرض التي باركنا فيها وكنا بكل شيء عالمين.
Allah the Almighty says, وعلمناه صنعة لبوس لكم لتحسنكم من بعثكم فهل أنتم شاكرون. And we taught him, that is David, Prophet Dawood, we taught him the profession of making the shields. Because sana means profession. Okay? The profession of making, you know, the shield, what keeps your body from sword and spear. It's called shields. Okay? So, wa'allamnahu صنعت لبوس لكم. We taught Dawood the act the profession of making shields. For you, لِكُسَنَكُمْ مِنْ بَعْسِكُمْ فَهَلْ أَنْتُمْ شَاكِرُونَ, to protect you from your violence. That is, during the war, when you put the shield, the sword cannot touch you. To tell you, Prophet Dawood was a blacksmith. He had the technology of making shields to preserve a combatant from the piercing nature of any weapon. فَهَلْ أَنْتُمْ شَاكِرُونَ, are you thinking, appreciating? Do you thank Allah for this? Well, it's Sulaiman al-Rahim. When Sulaiman followed him, he provided Sulaiman with a research school with him. Asifan, we provided for Sulaiman stormy wind. What is like tornado? Not tornado. It's a castle that blows viciously. Prophet Suleiman will ask winds to carry all of us from Kano to Mecca. Yeah. In no times you reach Mecca. He asked the winds to take you to any destination that he desired. So Allah says, وَلِي سُلَيْمَانَ رِيَ أَسِفَةً, we provided for him stormy winds, okay, acting according to his own commands towards the land we have blessed. Naam. وَكُنَّا بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَالِمِينَ, we are aware of everything. Next ayah.
وَمِنَ الشَّيَاطِينِ مَن يَغُوصُونَ لَهُ وَيَعْمَلُونَ عَمَلًا دُونَ ذَلِكَ وَكُنَّا لَهُمْ حَافِظِينَ.
وَمِنَ الشَّيَاطِينِ, and amongst the devils, there are those working for Suleiman. يَغُوصُونَ, diving. You know diver? Diving. To go beneath the river. Amongst the devils, there we have those who dive into the bottom of the river to bring the pearls, the precious stone for Prophet Suleiman. Okay? وَيَعْمَلُونَ عَمَلًا دُونَ ذَلِكَ, they used to do other job less than the ones we've mentioned. وَكُنَّا لَهُمْ حَافِظِينَ, we used to keep them under restraint. نعم.
وأيوب إذ نادى ربه أني مسني الضر وأنت أرحم الراحمين.
And mention Ayub. Ayub is called Job in English. Ayub, if you hear Job, it's Ayub. Prophet Job, J-O-B, Ayub. Joseph, they say Yusuf. Solomon, Suleiman, Abraham, Ibrahim, Methuselah, Saleh, Haba, Hud, Jethro, Shu'aib, Joseph, Yusuf, Adam. Okay? Zulkifl, Ezekiel, Daud, David, like this. So, wa Ayyub, remember Job, Prophet Ayyub. Idh nada, when he cried to Allah. He cried out. What did he say? أَنِّي مَسَّنِيَ الضُّرُّ وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Oh Allah, harm has afflicted me. Because he was sick. So he cried out to Allah. That is why whatever afflicts you, as a true believer, you cry to nobody but Allah the Almighty. If you cry to any medical doctor, any marabu, any person, he or she or they can do nothing virtually to you. Cry out to Allah. So Prophet Ayyub cried to Allah. What did he say? Anni masani adhru. Harm has afflicted me, Allah. Wa anta arhamur rahimin. You are the most merciful of those who show mercy. And the request was heard, was granted, and Allah said subsequently.
فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ فَكَشَفْنَا مَا بِهِ مِنْ ضُرٍّ وَآتَيْنَاهُ أَهْلَهُ وَمِثْلَهُمْ مَعَهُمْ رَحْمَةً مِنْ عِنْدِنَا وَذِكْرَى لِلْعَابِدِينَ
فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ Subsequently and consequently, we granted his request. فَاسْتَجَبْنَا Naam, we answered him. فَكَشَفْنَا مَا بِهِ مِنْ ضُرٍّ We lifted the difficulty he was living under. Naam, وَآتَيْنَاهُ أَهْلَهُ We returned back to him his family. You see, Prophet Ayub, according to the Chronicles, some are substantiated, some are not. He had a wife, or he had so many wives. All of them left him because of sicknesses. Only one. Her name was called Rahma bint Ifrasim. Ifrasim is called Ephraim. Ephraim, son of Joseph. This is the history. Rahma remained with him, though he was now sick. The money went away. But she remained with him in total faithfulness. But others run away because of poverty later. So now his family was returned back to him. Those that run away, maybe Allah took them back onto him because of his own iman. Because he was subjugating, he was totally patient. Naam, so we get back his family to meet ma'ahum, and they are alive with them. In addition, because Allah gives you one and he multiplies, he doubles, he quadruples, he even quintuples and sextuples for you, depending upon the totality of your belief in him and if you rely on him. Because at-tawakkul means reliance. If you rely, you will see wonders of Allah's resultant acceptance if totally you are for him. Rahmatan min indina, this is a kind of a mercy from us. Wa dhikra lil what? Lil-aabidin, and a reminder for those who are devoted to Allah the Almighty and worshippers. Next.
وإسماعيل وإدريس وذا الكفل كل من الصابرين وأدخلناهم في رحمتنا إنهم من الصالحين
That is why the surah is called Surah Sula Prophets because another set of prophets are mentioned وإسماعيل وإدريس وذا الكفل كل من الصابرين and mention إسماعيل they call him إشمائيل إشمائيل وإدريس and Enoch yeah Enoch that's in English that's إدريس إسماعيل إدريس they say he is called إدريس he's from درس he's from دراسة he was the first to use pen in writing He was the first to have written a book. So he earned the honorific title of being called Idris. So remember Ishmael, wa Idris, Enoch, wa Dhul Kifl, and Ezekiel. Kullum, each of them was amongst those steadfast. Steadfast is being patient. Wa adkhalnahum fi rahmatina, we admitted them into our mercy innahum min as-salihin certainly they were among the righteous ones naam
wa dhannun id dhahaba mughadiban fa dhanna an lan naqdira alayhi فنادى في الظلمات أن لا إله إلا أن سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين.
This is ayah number 87. Also remember Zannun. Who is Zannun? Zannun is Prophet Yunus. وَإِنَّ يُونُسَ لَمِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ إِذْ أَبَقَ فِي الْفُلْكِ الْمَشْحُونِ فَسَاهَمَ فَكَانَ مِنَ الْمُضْحَرِينَ مُضْحَرِينَ فَالْتَقَى مُنْهُدْ وَهُوَ مُنْحِينَ. So Allah calls Prophet Yunus the Noon. Some scholars are saying Noon is the name of the whale, the big fish that gobbled him, that swallowed him. But this is yet to be substantiated. Okay? Allah says, was the known, remember Prophet Jonah. Oh, Yunus. اِذْهَبَ مُغَاضِبًا, when he stormed out of the city in fury. What is fury? In anger. Prophet Jonah was sent to which city? Who can tell me? Raise your hand if you know. Who can tell me the name of the city Prophet Yunus was sent to? He didn't stay long. He left the city and Allah took decision on him. Who can tell me the name of that city? No answer. Allahu Akbar. Shall I give you option? A, B, C, D. Choose. A, the name of the city is Damascus. B, the name of the city is Jericho. C, the name of the city is Nineveh. Choose one. Answer me to finish. A, what did I say? Damascus. B, Jericho, Ariha. C, Nineveh. Choose. Good. You say? B. The name is B. Is that correct? Accept it. Are you ready? Is it correct? It is wrong. It's not B, it's C. The city of Nineveh, O Nainawa. In Arabic, in Latin, it's called Nineveh because the blue stands for V. Nineveh was the city, was an ancient city. Ancient city. All right, it was there Prophet Yunus was sent. The people were idolaters, worship idols. Now when Prophet Yunus was sent to them, they refused to listen to his own preaching. They plotted people against him. So Yunus left the city before Allah gave him order to leave. Here came the mistake. So Allah said, was the Nuni idhab ghadiban. He left the city out of angry. Okay? Sorry, out of anger, out of fury. فَظَنَّ أَلَّن نَقْدِرَ عَلَيْهِ. Now some people are making mistakes in translating this place. They say he thought we wouldn't have power on him. Wrong. Wrong. How can you say the Prophet of Allah will think Allah has no power on him? Far from that. You see, they fail to know the meaning of naqdira. In Arabic, naqdira, yeah, it may mean lack of power, but it may mean taking a decision to blame this coming on you. Allah says, فَقَدَرَ عَلَيْهِ رِزْقَهُ فَقَدَرَ. Allah contracts his riches. You get it? So it is incorrect to say he thought we don't have power on him. Incorrect. But he was thinking we wouldn't make things difficult for him, for what he did, because he was not thinking he committed something bad. They are saying ta'at al-abrar si'at al-muqarrabin. Good people, ordinary people, do something good, but it may imply it being something bad when it comes near the Almighty. So Prophet Jonah or Yunus left the city of Nineveh out of fury before Allah's command reached him. So for that, Allah commanded a big fish to gobble him or to swallow him. To swallow, not to devour and eat him, because the fish itself was under Allah's command. Allahu Akbar. So he left the city and he thought we wouldn't take the sin on him. فَنَادَ فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ أَلَّا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ سُبْحَانَكَ إِنِّي كُنْتُ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ. So he cried in darknesses. Now ظُلُمَاتِ, three forms of ظُلُمَات. In English, do you have plural form of darkness? Yes, darknesses. Businesses, why not? Three classes of darkness. The darkness of the night. The darkness of the womb of the fish. The darkness of beneath the river. Zulumat. Zulumat and Salaf. So he cried to Zulumat. What did he say? He said, La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. La ilaha illa anta. There is no deity worthy of worship. Illa anta, save thee, save you, O Allah. Subhanaka, glory be to you. Inni, certainly I, kunt min al-zalimin, I was among the wrongdoers. O Allah, I am making a confessional statement, I was among those who committed blunders, wrongdoers. Now because of the power of this prayer, Allah listened to his request. We have times? We're having only 30 minutes. Beg your pardon? 8 minutes. Next ayah.
فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْغَمِّ وَكَذَلِكَ نُنْجِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ.
الله أكبر. فاستجبنا له ونجيناه من الغم وكذلك ننجي المؤمنين. This is ayah 88. We answered his request. We granted his plea. الله أكبر. ونجيناه من الغم. We saved him from affliction, from traumatizing affliction. وَكَذَلِكَ نُنْجِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Thus, in this way, we save the faithful. That is why if you keep on mention this prayer, لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ سُبْحَانَكَ إِنِّي كُنْتُ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ. لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ سُبْحَانَكَ إِنِّي كُنْتُ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ. Atlas says, in this way we can say that he gives us prophet in the womb of the belly of the fish. Let the fish before it command was given unto him. He acted, if you like, unilaterally. He was in prison for security. Now, this is Prophet Yunus. Next ayah before we stop.
وَزَكَرِيَّا إِذْ نَادَى رَبَّهُ رَبِّ لَا تَذَرْنِي فَرْدًا وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ
Next ayah and the last ayah.
إنهم كانوا يسارعون في الخيرات ويدعوننا رغبا ورهبا
نعم
وكانوا لنا خاشعين.
Amongst the prophet Zachariah, that is Zachariah, how they call him? Zachariah, we say Zachariah. Prophet Zachariah or Zachariah is the father of Prophet Yahya, John. Okay? Was Zachariah, remember Zachariah, إِذْ نَادَى رَبَّهُ, when he cried out his Lord, when he called his Lord, what did he say? رَبِّ لَا تَذَرْنِي فَرْدًا وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الْوَارِثِينَ. Oh Allah, don't leave me alone. Prophet Zachariah, at the age of 125 years without a son, 125, his wife was about 90 years, not a single child was given to them. Allah fa'al ma yurid, but he was not hopeless. He said, oh Allah, even though I am too old, my wife too is old, but anta ala kulli shay'in qadir, give me a son, don't be hopeless. So he cried to Allah. He said, Rabbi la tadharni fardan wa anta khair al-warithin. Oh Allah, don't leave me alone. You are the base of the heirs. Who is the heir? The heir is somebody inherited. Oh yeah, who has been married without issue? Repeat this prayer. Oh, he has been going to the gynecologist for this, for IVF, in vitro fertilization. Leave this decorous prayer. Keep on saying, Rabbi la tadharni fardan wa anta khayrul warithin. You know, lack of bath can cause divorce. Oh yeah, some will not take it. Why? She has been married for 3 years. No child? No. We're going to separate them. But who gives that? Who gives it? Allah says, لِلَّهِ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاء. In chapter number 42. يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاء يَهَابُ لِمَنْ شَاءُ إِنَاثًا وَيَهَابُ لِمَنْ شَاءُ الذُّكُورُ أَوْ يُزَوِّجُهُمْ كُنَاثًا وَجَعَلُ مَنْ شَاءُ أَقِيمًا إِنَّهُ عَلِيمٌ قَدِيرٌ. Allah bestows female child to whom he wants, male, and combines and makes whom he pleases barren. So what's the trouble? So Prophet Zachariah prayed to Allah to grant him a son, and Allah answered him. Allah said, فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ, we granted his request, وَوَهَبْنَا لَهُ يَحْيَا, and we bestowed on him Yahya. Imagine, his wife, very old woman, became pregnant. So what? And Allah told him, the sign that your wife has taken in is that you will not be able to speak for 3 days. In some verses, not here. قَالَ آيَتُكَ أَلَّا. 3 days consecutive, you not talk. When he knew, he said, oh, Allah's Athir has arrived. إِلَّا رَمْزَ, just pointing, and tasbih. When that arrived, he knew the time for him to have. Allah said, we answered his request, وَوَهَبْنَا لَهُ يَحْيَا, we gave him as a bestowal from us, يَحْيَا. You see, they are saying, يَحْيَا, لأن الله أحيا الرحم العجوز. It was more than 80, more than 90. Where are doctors? Where are they? No, this is something exceptional. Because Allah ala kulli shayin qadir. Otherwise, what doctors are saying is true. Yeah. Usually at the age of 50, hardly a woman can conceive. But man can keep on producing for donkey years. Yeah, man is man. If Allah so desires, okay? Now, at this age, Allah says, فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ وَوَهَبْنَا لَهُ يَحْيَى وَأَصْلَحْنَا لَهُ زَوْجًا. Okay, we rectified. We corrected. We cured his wife. Naam? إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا إِسَرَ الْخَيْرَاتِ. They used to be thirsty. They used to be quick in doing goodnesses. وَيَدْعُونَنَا رَغَبًا وَرَهَبًا. They used to call on us, okay, in love and in awe, you know, O-A-W-E, that is Rahaba. They ask us out of their desire in love. وَرَهَبًا out of our fear. وَكَانُوا لَنَا خَاشِئِينَ. And they used to be humble before us. That marks the end of this tafsir. We go into it tomorrow. Inshallah, tabarak wa ta'ala. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuhu.